Funny Weekly Summary, 13th to the 20th of May. The reason why I follow astrology, the reason why I do astrology, the reason why I'm always looking at the astrological energies and the changes is because I hate a dull and boring life. I hate it when it's just nothing happening, nothing happening, nothing happening, nothing happening. It infuriates me. It gets on my nerves. I hate not having a girlfriend or a boy, a ziggy ziggy. I hate not having somebody to love in my life. I hate not being loved in life. I hate it. I hate, because that's death. A death energy. A death is like going to a cemetery. You might have memories of the person, but if you're in a cemetery, it's boring. You don't ever find a canteen or a cafeteria or even a McDonald's next to a cemetery because it's a cemetery, right? You don't find a pub or a bar next to a cemetery because it's a cemetery. When you're living a life that's dull and boring, you're living in a cemetery. And therefore, this week's energy is a very rebellious. Thank God it's finally arrived. It's a out of the cemetery and into life energy. You know, when people do have a funeral, they have a wake afterwards. Why? Because the funeral's so depressing. Going to the cemetery, so we have a drink. Let's have a drink afterwards. Let's immerse. Let's drown our sorrows, drown the sadness, and let's have a good drink. Get drunk. That's a rebellious energy. It's not normal. It's not natural. The most natural thing in life is life energy. The most natural thing in life is having children, having a family, having lovers, having boyfriend, girlfriend, lovers, sex, all the good things of life. When you look back on your life and you think, when are the most happiest moments of your life? They were the most naughtiest moments of life. The saddest moments of life, yeah, they were the cemetery moments. When things went wrong, when it all fell apart, when you were aches and pains, that was miserable and grumpy. They were the moments that you didn't want to live anymore. You wanted to commit suicide because it was so horrible. But you live for the happiest moments. That's the essence of why we follow astrology. We are looking for those happiest moments. Now, I did say Jupiter in Taurus for the past 12 months of our lives was a stable energy. It was a slow lane of life because it is, after all, the North Star sign. It's the slow lane. And some people, can't take it anymore. I can't take being slow. Why do things go so slowly? Oh, it's getting on my nerves. I can't take it anymore. And therefore, if you are like me, I'm being honest, if you're like me, the past 12 months haven't been bad. There were definitely very good quality people in our lives with quality moments in our lives. We've all had them. You can look back on May of 2023. It was a big burst of energy initially. May and June and July, August, September. There was good moments. But the rest of it was just a bit of wishy-washy. It was boring, okay? It was boring. I'm telling you the truth. Jupiter is the biggest planet of our solar system that initiates and it activates that particular star sign, and it influences. The big energy influences the whole of the 12 months. And for some people, it was terrible. It was a terrible 12 months because, like you see, there were the problems going on in the world. So now we're going into Jupiter in Gemini. And the reason why I, in this year, do astrology is because I've been looking forward to the 26th of May. I'm not looking forward, I'll tell you the truth, I'm not looking forward to 24th or 25th of May. Right? I'm telling you the truth. 26th of May. Wake up on Sunday morning, the 26th of May. I am very much looking forward to it because I can see that's a major date with destiny for everybody of every single star sign. 26th, 27th, 28th of May. Give me the preview of the future, not just next week, but the week after. The reason for that is because after the full moon in Sagittarius, the moon in Capricorn is going to be very powerful. And Capricorn is unusual because normally it isn't that powerful. Because the moon in Capricorn after the full moon is activity. Actions speak louder than words. It's going to force people to do what the full moon has delivered. The full moon will deliver good energy, but it's after those 2 days after. And then it is the moon in Aquarius on the 27th of May, Monday the 27th, Tuesday the 28th of May, the moon in Aquarius with Jupiter in Gemini. It's arrived. So it is the 26th of May you're looking out for. But everything going towards it is all about boosting your energy up because you can't take a dead, boring life anymore. So what's your biggest problem in your life at the moment? The reason why call it my membership, my little club of readers, the reason why, thankfully, I will say thank God it has diminished over the past 3 years, fewer and fewer, is because over the past 2 years, past years especially, people have had their problems solved. they found their lover, they found their true love, and they found their money and prosperity. The things have happened. The hangers-oners are either people just very committed to me, very loyal to me, or those who are just waiting for one of those components. They're waiting for the love or the money. They've got one or the other, and once they've got that, I probably won't hear from them for much for the rest. They'll keep me in touch, but otherwise I won't hear from them. Once you've got love and money, both together, once you've got love and money, whichever one you're missing, once you've got that, you're sorted. You're then sorted for the rest of the time. The only influence is going to get is you're going to choose. What do I choose? Which one am I going to have? Which lover am I going to do? Which boyfriend am I going to do? Which girlfriend am I going to do? That's what I'm going to get in Jupiter and Gemini. I can't make my mind up. They're going to tell me. That's what I'm going to get in the end of May and June and July and August, September, especially going to the summer. I can't make my mind up. I don't know what to do. Which choice do I make? You will always get to your destination, even on the pathway you choose to avoid it. And that is because from my own personal experiences, even and especially when you say, no. What happens is you end up saying, I changed my mind. And Gemini energies are the energies of changing our minds. On the 20th of May, it's a very sharp energy, and this week's energy leading to that is that you might pick it up on Monday or Tuesday, those of you who are a bit more sensitive. You might pick it on Wednesday and Thursday, but by the time you get to Sunday, Monday of the 20th of May, you will have been enticed by life to change your mind and be open to whatever you said, maybe the past year. No, I'll never do that. No, I'm never going to do that. Stubborn people always have a very adamant thing. No, I'm never, ever, ever going to do that. And then they end up changing their mind. Well, I changed my mind. I found the right person. I found the right one. I did this. He influenced me. She influenced me. They're good for me. And I've decided now what I do want. I do want it. I do want to live. I don't want to feel dead anymore. I do want to live, and I do want to do something exciting and exhilarating, and that's going to make me feel alive inside.